Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Lainey, and welcome to the Lainey Gossip Podcast for Sasha Answers.
Hi.
How's it going? We're just not going to fuck around. I know
you're No. I don't even care how you are. I'm just going to ask you. Okay, so just let me preface this by saying Gwyneth Paltrow was in Toronto.
Yes. Yesterday, which was Thursday.
Which was last Thursday. And she was there. She was at Holt Renfrew, which for our American and other international listeners is kind of like what, the Neiman Marcus of Canada?
No, like what's the higher ender one?
Neiman Marcus is pretty high. And then there's Bergdorf's.
I'm thinking more Bergdorf's.
Okay, yeah. So the Bergdorf's, I guess, yes. Of Canada to promote her Juice beauty line.
Yes, which by the way, I will be testing the products and writing about them. And so far, oh my God, you guys are going to be so excited because this shit is the real deal.
Fuck off.
Like shit. I'm not even up Gwyneth's ass. I'm just telling you the products are great.
Okay.
So far.
You kind of are up her ass because your fucking email to me after you met her and talked to her was OMG, 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 I have to tell you everything. Then you proceeded to then like clam up. Let me just tell you all what happened. She goes to this event. I'm waiting for her to email me. Finally, she emails me, OMG, 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 I have to tell you everything. I email 5 seconds later, OMG, tell me everything. You write me back like, it was great. Fuck you, thanks, bitch.
I was still in the throes of it. I was like watching her do a speech after I interviewed her. Like there was no time for me to do a debrief.
Okay.
But I will say, so I'm not, like I have always been like meh about Gwyneth. Like she is beautiful, she's talented, she's super rich, whatever. I've never had a hard on like you have had a hard on for her.
Okay, but can you appreciate why she's like hilariously amazing?
Now
in
I busted
her.
A major erection for her. I think she is so, you know what? Beyond anything, I was just like, she was really nice. Oh God. And like, I kind of wanted to hang with her.
When I interviewed her, she was pretty nice too, although she wouldn't shake my hand because, quote, she had just gotten a manicure.
Yeah, and remember, I think you said something like, oh, I'm so excited to meet you. I'm fangirling. And she was like, just picture me on the toilet. Didn't
yes,
she say something like
she
that?
She said that.
So she's
yes.
like, you know, like is really quite a girl's girl in that way. I don't know. I she was cool. Anyways, walked in. She was wearing this beautiful like blush pink head-to-toe Michael Kors outfit.
Okay.
She had like these Cartier bangles that were just kind of like twinging along every time she'd like talk with her hands. Her hair was perfectly done. So I plunked next to her so I could just like breathe in the, I just wanted all of the senses to be going. Yeah. I couldn't smell anything. But like her face, I know that you've talked about her Botoxing before. She doesn't Botox because there is like for sure movement.
Okay.
She's aging nicely.
I actually haven't said that she Botoxed. I think she said she has tried it. I actually don't think that she looks overdone.
Mm-mm.
In fact, I mean, for her age and how much sun she gets,
she looks great.
Yeah.
She's striking. She's striking.
She is striking.
Yeah.
And tall as fuck.
Thankfully, she never stood up. Because I was thinking, what the fuck was I going to wear before? And then I was like, fuck it. I'm throwing in the fucking white flag. Like, I'm waving the white flag because really, how could I? Nothing in my wardrobe could compare to anything she wore. And so that was what I was taking note of. I was like, oh my God, from head to toe, like whatever has gone in today is probably like at least 3 or 4 months of my mortgage payment. Just in that one sitting of what she had on, I could not afford. I could not afford anything of Gwyneth. Anyways, she was really awesome. I asked her some, I think, the funniest questions that I could, asking about beauty. And she had like a really good giggle for one of my questions.
Okay, this is what what I mean.
But can no one's going to find this interesting, right? Other than she giggled and like
I'm sitting right here. I'm no one. Okay, can you just tell me what were some of the questions you asked for the benefit of people who are listening?
They all had to be about Juice Beauty. So one question that she thought was really hilarious was I just said to her like, my mother, you, and Oprah, like whatever you do, I will do. And so she thought that was hilarious. And then I was like, you know, how do you feel like wielding so much power? And I did some sort of thing where like I tossed a piece of paper at her. I was like, I like that. Like, buy it. Like, I was just pretending to be her and her power. She thought that was very funny, which made me feel very good about myself, right? Which is so fucking demented.
You won life. Like, yes. In that moment, you're like, I made Gwyneth Paltrow laugh. I was like,
check mark, yes.
Okay.
And it wasn't a fake laugh because in the end of the interview, as I was walking out the door, she was like, I'm going to love you forever for that. But she was looking, I wish that she was looking at me in my eyes because I was like, then we could have had that moment. But really it was just sort of, you know, when you're like, I love you, like you to a friend, you don't really love them. And she was like looking down at her phone. But just that I might have sparked a brain cell in her to like me for just that one moment was like enough for a really long time.
Okay.
I told Corey this and he was like, you're the biggest loser. I was like, okay, fair.
So was she kind in her responses?
Yes.
Did she look you in the eye during the interview?
Yes.
Okay. And
she is a business woman. Like she is the real deal.
She was there to do her job and she did it beautifully.
And she did it beautifully.
Yeah. Because as you and I both know, we talk to people who are supposed to be there doing their job all the time. And
they can't do it.
They can't do it. They don't want to do it. They're fucking assholes.
No. She was not an asshole, and surprisingly, her personal publicist was there for every interview somehow, and she wasn't in the room.
Okay,
so I don't know if that would have strayed the interview in any different way, but like I kept all my questions above board. Anyways, she was just fucking really nice. She was really fucking nice, and I was like, how do I just need to work for her, I felt after.
And you looked at the face, and the face looks natural.
Face looks natural. Face looks beautiful. And actually, even all
she's really good bone structure.
Yeah. And you know, it was like a really hot fucking day. And then that was part of the realization of how like rich, like you almost don't sweat in those. When you're so rich, you just don't sweat or something. Because it was fucking hotter than Haiti that day. And it was like, it was like 40 degrees with humidity. And she wasn't, like, everyone was, like, wearing no clothes. She had a high turtleneck, pants.
Long sleeves. Yeah.
And, like, not a fucking greasy face or anything.
That blouse, that Michael Kors blush pink that you're talking about, was pretty sheer.
Very sheer.
So can you see, like, you know how when we wear a sheer top, you can see
sweat
or bra outline?
Nothing. It just was very seamlessly perfect. That was what was so strange.
That's what kills me about some people. Like, you know, I can do my best to put on that top and you'll still be able to see fucking a little like bat wing or what do you call the shit that's in between your fucking under armpit and your tit?
Pit fat?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that gross stuff.
Yeah. Or even like bra lines. None of that, right? No. Or even when your like bra folds over your nipple, you know, like you have to kind of pull your bra flat. None of that.
Nothing. Everything was in place.
You promised me you microscopically looked at her.
And I only had the side view, right? Because she was sitting right next to me. So I wasn't full frontal. And even her pants, like there wasn't a crease on her pants. Like it was just very, I didn't know how it happened.
What about her feet? Those were nice shoes. What were those?
I don't know actually, but I did look at those. And she has like big feet because she's tall.
Yeah.
But, like, everything's proportionate. I have no bad things to say about
I don't love her flat ironing hair. That would be...
Oh, that's your... Okay.
Yeah. Can I just say...
That's
like
her one thing.
Her one thing is that she doesn't have great hair. And yet she's never worn extensions. She doesn't have great hair. I'm nitpicking here, but I mean, like, whatever.
She's not... a totally perfect human being, but she's close to it.
She's close to it. Okay, fine. So you now see my obsession with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
And how hilariously, but also hilariously privileged she is.
So privileged. Yeah. And actually what was so great about in the interview, I asked her about Apple. She named one of the lip colors after Apple.
Yeah.
And so I asked her about that and she was like, I'm paraphrasing, but she basically was like, listen, Apple has a weird life, full stop. She was like, Right. She likes her lip color, but like no, she was basically saying that no 12-year-old or however 14-year-old should have their own fucking lip color.
Right.
So it was, she knows. She does yeah. know the privilege.
Yeah.
Whether or not her kids do, who the fuck cares?
Or cares. Knows. Or yeah. whether or not she cares.
But I mean, she seems cognizant of the fact that she okay. is better than us.
Okay, fine. I'm more satisfied than I was okay. with you yesterday when you were withholding.
I know.
I called you a withholding dick.
Yeah. It was emotionally abusive, what you were saying.
I was not email, emotionally but. Abusing you. I'm just saying that after you meet someone and she says to you, she'll love you forever.
I know.
That you are writing to me 3-word answers and basically ignoring me. That is being a withholding dick.
I know.
And a gossip hoarder. But I'm glad that we were able to get this through and that other people can enjoy it.
Okay, good.
Should we get to our questions?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hi, Sasha. I was wondering how often couples have sex. Sorry, I was wondering how often should couples have sex? I have been with my boyfriend, now fiance, for 5 years. I've been noticing how our sex life has changed since we first started dating to now. I remember in the beginning of our relationship, we used to have sex twice in one day, but I feel those days are long gone. I was just over at his place the other day from Friday night until Monday, and we only had sex once. Sex with him is still great and enjoyable, but to be honest, it was enough for me doing it the one time the weekend. Was this normal? How often should we be doing it? Am I losing my mojo at only 27 years old? Thanks. Well, I mean, you're talking to somebody who's been married 15 years in November. And Yasik and I have known each other 17 years. Yeah. No, wait. 2001 is when we met. And... Wait, 2000 is when we met, sorry. And 2001 is when we got married. So we've known each other 16 years and yep. it'll be going on 17. Yeah.
So forever.
For a long time.
Yes.
I get it. Like at the beginning of the relationship, we'd fucking pull over and like we'd yeah. have to fuck. We couldn't even make it 20 minutes from yes. wherever we were to home.
Yeah.
And we'd have to pull over and like, and yeah, do it like in daylight. It was an afternoon that one time we drove back from fucking Squamish, I think, to Vancouver, which is like a 1-hour ride. Yeah.
You need to pull over where the like.
That yeah, lake we pulled is, over right? at yes. the.
That's a good pit stop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like I don't know if we did it that time. I think maybe I like gave him a hand job, but like whatever. It was hardcore. I think that one day we did it 5 times, right. 6 times, and that was like ongoing for I think 6 months. And then
I thought you were going to say 6 years and I was going to throw up. Your okay. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it tapers off, but the sex is still good.
Right.
So
which is
I
what
don't,
our reader's saying.
Yeah. So if I were to compare this reader to me, I would, if she's asking if that's normal, I would say, yes, it's normal.
Yeah, I would say it's normal. And this is coming like, and I think we've talked about this before, just the ebb and flow of that sort of stuff. Like we have this new dog, Corey and I. And I literally haven't even given my husband a handshake in a few months. Like, it's been like, that has how little contact we have had. And so I've been like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, I don't even remember what your body looks like. Anyway, so, like, this reader, yes, you are preaching to the motherfucking choir. Because I, yeah, like, you go through dry spells. And you get busy. And sometimes you're uninterested, right? And I think once a week, fuck. That's great. If you've known someone for 5 years and you're fucking doing that shit once yeah. a week, I think that's actually like above average.
Once a weekend seems completely fine to
that
me.
Feels like
I mean,
fair game.
Listen, every relationship has its own rhythm of sex and sexual activity. So I'm not going to prescribe that my frequency of sex should be everybody's. Some people need it. Some people need the standard 3 to 4 times a week. Some people can make do with 3 to 4 times a month. Some people can make do with 3 to 4 times a year.
Yeah.
I think, though, that if you're feeling good, and she sounds like she's very happy because she's now engaged to him, mm-hmm. if you're feeling like you're really good and sex is still enjoyable and you are still connecting in different ways other than physical intimacy, you're talking.
Yeah. If the relationship is good.
Yeah. You're laughing. Yeah. Then do not, I mean, at 27, I think age doesn't make a difference
no.
because the assumption that the younger you are, the more sex you have is actually not true.
Right. They say in your 40s or something, right? Your late 30s is when women
women
get their rocks off more.
Well, I mean, you've read the studies and you've read the articles, I'm sure, about old people and how, like, sex in nursing homes is rampant right now.
Do you know that there is, like, there's more HIV and, like,
STIs, yes.
In the, like, elderly community. Correct. Because they're fucking all the time.
They're fucking all the fucking time. So, I mean, to assume that just because you're to assume that just because you're 27 years old and that means that you should be taking the D fucking every 6 hours, you know, it's not like a diet. It's not small meals.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Do you know what I mean? It is just when the time is right. It is when you're feeling each other. And again, if you're connecting in other ways, you're good.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. As long as the relationship doesn't feel fractured or disconnected, then you're good. Don't get too heady about it.
Can I just say, though, that although the regular, like, work week and rhythm of a schedule is one thing, and that's also why people don't have sex. You work, you're carrying around a lot of stress,
tired.
You're tired.
You don't fucking sleep.
That's okay, too. Don't beat yourself up for not scheduling it in among all the other priorities that you have, right?
Yes.
But I find that when Yasik and I go on holiday, oh my God, that's when we go back to where we were at the beginning of our relationship. Because, like, I'm not in the studio anymore. I'm not whatever. And for some reason, the heat gets him, like,
oh God, I don't need the details of the heat.
Whenever he's really, like, hot in a hot place, he is so fucking horny.
Okay, but it's really hot in Toronto right now.
It's different. Like, when he's on holiday and he's in a tropical place and he's playing golf every day and we're in a hotel, he is, like, fucking, like, it is on.
Rabbit,
like,
time.
Once a day minimum for the entire vacation.
But doesn't that speak to, like, I mean, that is what we should be doing. We're so much better, happier people when we're not working.
I'm pretty happy when I work.
Fuck you. Well, I really like vacations and I like not doing much. And I think the majority of people would agree. So, yes, to that, if she wants to spark a little, ignite a little bit of love in the sack, then book a little weekend away, book a little week away, and that will recharge your juices for sure.
But otherwise, you're totally normal. Keep doing your once a weekend thing. Don't stress
and think
it.
Think of me in 2017 when I still haven't touched my husband.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, next. Hi, Sasha. Hoping you can give me some insight into my issue. My roommate and I, who are also best friends, have been living together for nearly 2 years. I love living with her and we have a great time together. Recently, she had an opportunity to move away for a job. Her interviews went really well, and we all thought she would get the job. Because of this, my boyfriend and I began talking seriously about him moving in when, if she got the job. We've been together for 3 years now and had been throwing the idea around, but hadn't really been serious about it until now. Needless to say, unfortunately, my roommate did not get the job. While I'm glad she won't be moving across the country, my boyfriend and I have still decided that we do want to live together and would like it to happen by the end of the summer at the latest. So my question is, how do I tell my best friend that I don't want to live with her anymore? Some other issues that have recently arisen are, she also quit her job and doesn't have another one lined up. This has never been an issue. It's happened before, and she's always had enough saved up to manage and find new employment really quickly. But I have a feeling it's going to be a little tougher this time. She's also leaving for a pre-unemployment plan trip to Thailand soon. Part two of the question, when do I tell her? Before her trip to Thailand, so she has this hanging over her head her whole time, or her whole trip, or when she comes back from her trip broke and unemployed and has to deal with the possibility of being on her own. I really don't want to wait much longer to tell her because she has a right to know what my life plans are, especially because they affect her. And the last thing I want to do or will do is leave her in a tight spot. But I also want to get my life with my boyfriend started. What do I do? This is a great life, like, where you are in your life question. Mm-hmm. And different phases and when you transition from one phase to the other.
And how also to be honest, how to be honest with where you're at in your life and how to share that honesty with the people that you care about.
Yeah. This was, I mean, I feel like you've been there. I've never had a roommate in post-university life. So
I have many.
Exactly. Times, yeah. So I'd love to hear your insight on this.
I don't think I've ever experienced anything like this where someone moves out to be with their boyfriend. I have to think about that, but I don't think so. But I think when you live with people, you know it's not going to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you have eyes. You can see that, you know, her roommate obviously knows that she's serious with her boyfriend and that's going to come at some point. So it shouldn't be some big ass fucking surprise. And will there be hurt feelings? Probably. I mean, it's sad to hear that you're like quote unquote rejected. It's sad to know that like the friendship of living together will no longer be. Like that's always sometimes hard to digest. But to our reader, I think that honesty is the best policy. And I think because she feels this way now, she owes it to her friend to tell her now. It might not seem ideal to tell her before her trip, but maybe she'd want that information because she'd extend her trip in Thailand for longer, or it actually does give her more time to figure out what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Like, I mean, it doesn't sound like there's any doubt in our reader's mind that she's ready to take this relationship with her boyfriend to the next level, yeah. Which also is a good phase of transition into a different era, chapter of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree that it shouldn't surprise the best friend roommate. And I also agree that she should tell her before the trip to Thailand, because I immediately started having visions for the roommate, like she could do her own fucking whatever, eat, pray. I mean, I don't subscribe to, I didn't, listen, the eat, pray, love thing isn't my thing. But at the same time, your roommate is in transition too.
Yeah.
It's not just you who is in transition. Your roommate obviously has ended one place of employment or ended her time at one place of employment. She is transitioning professionally. She will also be transitioning personally because her living arrangements will be changing. So for her, this is also a new chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no better way sometimes to get to a new chapter than to go away, get some perspective.
Yeah.
Get some perspective, go to a foreign country, I don't know, think and look at the ocean. I mean, whatever people do in movie montages.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that that's going to be good for her to be in that space where she's out there having a good time and in a headspace where she can reflect on what am I going home to?
Yeah.
What do I want to go home to?
Yeah.
How do I make it happen? You know, maybe the ocean can tell her or help her or the waves or the wind or whatever.
I love that you're going this route. Yes.
Right? Help her make a list.
Of course.
And edit all the things that she wants.
Yeah.
So I think that it can be a really exciting thing. You can turn it into an exciting
moment,
I don't know,
for both of them.
Life turn.
And I think also to our reader, let her know that you're not, when she gets back, you're not going to be moved out. That you'll make sure that there's certain things in place. That, you know, she is back. She has a couple of months, at least 2 or 3 months before you move out. Or that you'll wait until she gets a job before you move out so that she's stable. So those are nice things to kind of help her along so that she's not coming back and is totally fucked.
Yeah. Because she said she was willing to do that and wouldn't leave her in a lurch, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, those are definitely kind offers and options. I mean, I don't want our reader to put her own life and her own plans on hold indefinitely. But 1 or 2 months, yeah, I think that's totally reasonable. I think it's fair. But yes, do tell her, I think, before she leaves for Thailand.
Yeah.
I think that's the fair thing to do.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Okay. So this is a very short question,
okay,
but it's really important and really interesting.
Okay.
Hi, Sasha. Where do you stand on bikini wearing around boyfriend's very traditional parents?
Oh,
need
this.
To know ASAP. So obviously there's a trip planned or, I don't know, an invitation maybe to go up to the cottage or the summer home
yep.
or even maybe just to the house where they have a pool.
Right.
Clearly, an invitation has been extended. An event has been set up where a pool or a beach or a some situation where you have to take off your clothes and put on your swimwear.
Okay. That actually makes me itchy. Okay. Have you gone away with Yasik's family ever before?
I don't think we've gone away, but we have gone to the beach together. Here's the thing, though. Okay. I cannot relate specifically to this reader because my husband's parents are not traditional in that sense. Okay. They're Euro.
Okay.
So oftentimes, correct.
really?
Oftentimes, what? My father-in-law wears less than me, okay, meaning that he prefers the Speedo.
Right.
And I'm talking the Euro Speedo, right, where like the
slim fit.
The Polish jewels are fully on display.
Wow.
And his mother, I've seen pictures of his mother. I know she is bikini. Like she has a two-piece.
Your mom still rocks a bikini, Yasik? Yeah, okay.
So clearly when I've seen the evidence of the fact that they're very Eastern European, they're very liberal about beach attire.
Right.
I wouldn't, they're not liberal about other things. Yeah. Can I just clarify?
Okay, right.
But they are liberal about beach attire. I wouldn't have had this issue. Yeah. Like, I'm seeing my mother-in-law in a fucking bikini and all of my father-in-law's business.
Yeah.
And the shape of it and whatnot. I'm perfectly okay wearing a fucking two-piece. So, that said, I think I'm lucky because, you know,
it wouldn't be a thing
but I get it because I do think that I may be the exception or in the minority where, you know, you would feel like that you go over to your in-laws and your father-in-law is like, you know, Fabio.
Right. That's amazing. I am trying to think. I am pretty shy anyways about that sort of stuff. I know that. So I went to Florida a couple of years ago with my in-laws and Corey's father is old. He's like 90. Like he's so rad, but he's 90, right? So it's like, I don't really want to be showing my shit off to a 9-year-old. Like end of story. Like that doesn't go. That's not anything I want to do. Anyways. And Corey's mom is like so rad. They're both so rad. Corey's mom, she's like, whatever. She wears a full piece. She's not rocking a bikini like Yasik's mom.
Right.
I remember we were in Florida, and so I bought this bikini while we were there, and it was really hoey. It was really hoey. And I was like, fuck, I can't wear this. Like, I liked it on the rack. I bought it, and I thought I was going to wear it. And I was like, my ass is hanging out of it. There's no way that I would feel comfortable. So I don't think our reader should go and, like, buy a full piece if that's not her jam. But, like, wear the bikini, and then as soon as you're about to get up, like that's what I would do. As soon as I would get up from the beach, I would like fucking throw on my shorts or I'd wrap a towel around me so that it wasn't like blatantly stomping around with my tits hanging.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there's ways to go about it. But yeah, if she doesn't give a fuck and she really just doesn't want to feel uncomfortable or make anyone else uncomfortable, then I mean, full pieces are really in right now. There's some really beautiful ones out there. So it's not like you would have to like, it's all you would have to sacrifice style because there are so many great things out there.
Yeah.
In the full piece world.
Yeah. I wish we had more information. Like I do think that the beach and at a resort is a little different from like going to their backyard and there's a pool there.
Yeah. Okay. Meaning if you're going to their house.
Yeah.
Go play by their rules. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. I do think
so, like,
that
wear
there's
a full body sweatsuit.
Or, no, here's what it is. If you're at a resort, there are so many other people at the resort.
It's the norm. Yeah.
It's the norm. So if there are other people on the beach and you know it's a beach, there are like, what, 150, 200, 500 other guests of the resort, and some of them are going to be wearing those little triangles that just cover the nip.
Yeah.
You know, and string, just literally string, then, you know, I don't think that you're standing out as much to offend your traditional possible in-laws, right? Boyfriend's parents. But then if you're just invited to the cottage or the backyard and there's a pool, there's not like 100 other people to look at where you can blend in into the bikini situation.
Right.
And so if you are the only one to show up in the triangle nip cover, that becomes like more of a standout.
Yes. So like, there are happy mediums, right? There are happy mediums with the full piece. There are happy mediums with that 70s pinup bather of two pieces. There's also sarongs that you can kind of wrap yourself in for the majority of the day. There's ways to get around it.
also, there's a part of me that's like, fuck it. You know, wear your goddamn bikini, like, whatnot. And at the end of the day, you did make a point of saying that they're very traditional. And you also pragmatically want to avoid awkwardness.
Yes.
So if it is a pool situation and there's only 10 people there and you're the youngest one or you're like, you know, and they're the hottest one or whatever, mm-hmm. then maybe one of those sport bikinis.
Yeah.
You know, like...
like Alexander Wang's sports bikinis, right?
Yeah. Where it almost looks like a sports bra on yes. top and yep. then like still sexy on the bottom, but more athletic style. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that could be a happy medium
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So you're still getting the bikini. You're still getting your stomach tanned because you want... I'm assuming that there's like a tan action yes. situation yes. going on here. So you're still getting your stomach and your back tan. You still get like full leg tan. You just aren't, you know...
letting almost, your butt hang out. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost popping out of that triangle.
Yeah. I agree. Yes. Yeah. There's lots of a plethora of shopping options.
I feel
for
like,
you
out
there.
Like we've thought through right? all the. Yeah. So resort, one thing, private pool, backyard, one thing, full body coverage, another thing. Yeah. I think we've covered sarong.
If I wasn't going away on vacation tomorrow, I would help you and find some bathing suits for you. So too bad you're on your own.
Anyway, good luck. And
thanks
yes,
everyone for writing in.
You're welcome to continue picturing my Polish father-in-law and his speedo.
His dick out.
That yum. Comes with its own downside, by the way.
Which is what?
I can't unsee that, Sasha.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd be one of those people that would really find that disturbing. I feel like you'd find that quite funny.
I'm sorry. It's funny, but I'm sorry. It is like, hi. He's really, Jacek is saying right now that he's in pretty good shape okay. for a 75-year-old. But like, you know, I haven't even seen Jacek in one of those.
Right.
So to see your own father-in-law. Anyway.
You see the future.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for listening. And you can check us on iTunes. Please leave reviews and comments. And just a programming notice, we're taking a week off. So there will be no podcast next week, but we will be back the week after.
So keep your questions coming to me at Sasha@LadyGossip.com.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.